had a couple guests already in the studio. Got Clint Cooper coming in the 9 o'clock hour. Talk about the upcoming Friends of the NRA event that he puts on every year. And joining us right now from Mental Health America, Karen Martolio. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Paul. I always enjoy coming in and chatting with you.
We've got a couple things on the docket to talk about. One we'll get to here in a few minutes, the upcoming mental health fair. But first of all, Karen, for those who have decided to seek help for having...
Symptoms? You could say symptoms.
Yeah, symptoms. Because I hate any time it's quote-unquote a mental health crisis.
Right.
That does nothing but ramps up anxiety, does nothing to lessen the stigma.
Exactly.
That comes around. Not everything is a quote-unquote crisis. So for someone who, you know, may or may not have had symptoms or is just not feeling themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the best way for them to start to get help?
Well, there's a really, since you put it that way, there's a really great resource that MHA has. So we're Mental Health America of Putnam County. So we address needs of our, you know, county, and we are countywide. We're not just Greencastle. And then also the region, because a lot of mental health resources aren't located, not a lot. A lot of them are in county, but some we have to seek at neighboring counties, right?
Right.
We realize we're a rural area, and some services we need to go to Indy, Terre Haute, even Crawfordsville. You know, there's neighboring places that really aren't too far away from
right.
some things. But to your question, yeah, like, you know, how would you even start that research to see, is this like, you know, like, I'm really bothered by XYZ, or I find this in myself. Is this normal?
Right.
So a really great resource that we are an affiliate of the National Mental Health America. I almost said association. And that makes more sense. That used to be the old name even before I came in. And it makes sense. We're an association of mental health advocacy, chapters, basically. And we have a national screening. It's just mhanational.org/screening, and there's like 10 different screenings there, and it's wonderful. So you can go through, you know, self-paced. It's just on any, you know, any web access device at all, right? Your phone, your computer, or really anything. And I encourage people to take the screenings, because when you look through what they have, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that was a symptom of, say, depression. Like, I sleep a lot, or
right.
I'm tired a lot, right? So it can really be eye-opening to kind of justify, like, oh, I am feeling these things, or I am noticing these behaviors, and I didn't realize that it was a symptom of, you know, bipolar or, you know, other things. So I find the screenings, I highly, highly recommend it. It's like, it's one of the best in the nation. It's very highly ranked. We
mm-hmm.
get really good results. I mean, I think, I don't have the statistic off the top of my head, but hundreds of thousands of screens a year. So it's well used.
And this screening is a lot different than, I'll use this as an example, WebMD. I stub my toe, I run to WebMD, and all of a sudden I have self-diagnosed myself with stage 4 cancer,
right.
and I have a half hour left to live.
Exactly.
This assessment is vastly different than one of those.
Right, and one of the great things, I mean, WebMD is great for so many. I use it, certainly. But, if you think it's a mental health issue, right?
Right.
Or emotional issue, or, if there's certain... it's the way your brain works, right? It's nice to go to a valid source of information that's trusted, right?
Right.
WebMD is
that's
good,
key.
Right? And like Mayo Clinic I use as well, right? But and I'm just throwing that out because there are trusted sources. You
right.
know? I mean, I get Quora and Reddit hits too on those searches, but let's face it, those aren't the experts in what, you know, you want to search for, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I mean, it's that information... Like, using those trusted sources is so important.
Yeah.
So, So
might as well go to a Facebook chatter group.
Well, exactly. And then the other nice thing about these screenings is they will they do a quick evaluation. It's on a scale of 1 to 6, where you know there's nothing wrong with you at all to we need you to probably seek services, you know, soon. And it's not crisis related, right?
Right.
So I'm sure some of the questions, you know, I'm positive, like for the depression screening, that there's a question about suicide ideology.
Right.
Ideation. Sorry, not ideology. So, you know, are you thinking about that? So that is an indication of, you know, certain things. So it's like another resource that I talk about when I come online is 988, which is the Suicide Lifeline and Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And I actually encourage that and the mental health, like, world, especially in Indiana. I mean, I've seen billboards and heard things about it. I don't know if you have any of the public service radio spots, because I've heard that on radio, you know, stations as well. 988 is a great resource. There's trained counselors 24/7 on that. So in addition to taking a screening, you can actually talk to somebody as well. And those are actually manned by some MHAs around the country, and we do that actually here in Indiana. There's another sister affiliate that mans that 988, those trained counselors. So that's another, if you want to talk to somebody, you can also text 988, and you can text the crisis lifeline, which is texting. Before we had, it's been around for a while, before everybody had a texting device, or, you know, everybody had unlimited calls and whatever, there was a crisis text line, and that's a great resource, mainly employed by, you know, young adults, teens, young adults, just because texting is so much easier, right?
Let me ask you this, and this will lead into the next thing I want to talk to you about. We have a lot of resources, including one that we'll discuss here in a second, within our county, through the Putnam County Community Foundation. With the number of resources that you're seeing and the number of people, not just local, but now you have a handful of celebrities, the Colts do a great job with the Kicking the Stigma campaign. Are you starting to see the stigma chipped away a little bit?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I do see that. I see people asking about mental health, you know, in everyday conversations, so much easier. And then when they talk about mental health conditions, it's not like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to like whisper it.
Right.
You know, like, well, you know, I'm sleeping a lot and I'm not feeling well and I think I'm depressed. It's like, well, let's get some resources and check that out. Right. So people are like, gosh, you know, I make the analogy to a gash on your arm. You know, if you had a gash on your arm and it started to turn red, you know, you're going to go see somebody about it.
But right.
I think with our mental health, we kind of know some things are off and we don't really take that to the next level. So there are resources like the screening, and our website ours has some specific things like campaigns. There's a whole campaign that we're going to be highlighting in our dodgeball. I call it the dodgeball event, but it's Don't Dodge the Issues, because we're going to have a mental health fair component to that. And we'll have a whole bunch of information on like where to start to find out information about mental health. So
one resource that has come out through the Putnam County Community Foundation is their dashboard, and wanted you to talk a few minutes about that and how people can find that and what it offers when it comes to mental health.
Yes. So, the Putnam County Community Foundation is a wonderful resource for our area. They've done such great work for mental health and substance use issues in the last 2 years. They did a mental health survey, they did a survey of our whole county community about what we feel are the issues, and mental health and substance use were in the top 1 and 2 and 3, I think, for what people had thought that those were issues. So the foundation, to their credit, has really, you know, dug in deep and solicited information from us, from Health America of Putnam County, and then also, you know, I'd say 60 other leaders in our community with a wide variety, from faith leaders to, you know, other mental health providers to schools to other nonprofits to, I'm just trying to, I can't even think. I mean, a wide variety, wide variety, you know, community politicians, leaders.
Right.
So the police, the sheriff, right? I mean, it's really encompassing so many sectors. And we've gotten together and we're talking about some solutions that we can think of for our area. And one of the things that came out about that survey was also a dashboard. And to kind of reflect the top five things in our county, this dashboard can give you information about, like, mental health, substance use, housing, and I am blanking out on the others. I should have had it up for our interview, but really wonderful information. And it's ironic, I was talking with Kelly Russ from EMS and getting her some information about MHA that I think will be valuable for their services. And it came up, and it turns out that, you know, those screenings that I was talking about before, we actually have real live dashboard data of that at the national level, but you can drill down to Putnam County and you can see what's the severity of people screening for depression, like in our area? Is it higher or lower than, you know, areas? And it's quite interesting. Indiana ranks pretty, you know, top third, but Putnam County, I think, has, we get a lot of surveys, and I'm hoping that's because we have an MHA here, and I've been talking about it forever, but, you know, it's good to know that people are seeking out information and evaluating their mental health, and then at the end of that screening, it actually gives you great information about the thing that you screened about, and then if, you know, if it finds that you need even more information, it will, you know, it helps guide you through those steps. It doesn't just say, oh yeah, you know, so you're depressed. It doesn't just do that. You know, it'll actually
survey
help
says.
You. Right, survey says. I was like, well, I kind of knew that. Now what do I do? So it's really great at helping you with that. And then, you know, not every county has a Mental Health America.
Right.
And we're really fortunate with that. And in the, it's just a treasure trove of information. And anybody can call our office, 653-3310. I'm there most of the time. Or, you know, our website, mhaopc.org, is our local one. And then there's ties to our national from there.
And then you guys have a huge event coming up, March 8th, 2025, at the YMCA. One of the first events, I believe, at the brand new Y. The Don't Dodge the Issues Dodgeball Tournament Mental Health Fair. Details can be found at mhaopc.org/dodgeball. Talk a little bit about this event and how people can get involved.
I am so excited about this. We had a tour on Friday just to get our feet wet and find out, you know, layout of the event, and talked with Nicole Fry, the director there, who's marvelous, and just what a gorgeous facility and so much, you know, I mean, it's pretty from the outside, but on the inside, there's so many spaces for so many different activities.
Right.
You know, I think everybody just sees the big gym and that's it, but it's really, I know one of their goals that's been communicated to me is really be a community resource and a hub. And I really think they're nailing that on so many levels. So I'm very excited to see that. I didn't get to see the part of the building that's part of the Putnam County Hospital, like Prompt Care is moving there. So I'm kind of, I'm excited to see that type of thing. But back to our mental health fair. Yeah. I'm so excited to see that. We're going to have mental health tables in the hallway right before you get into the first big wooden floor gym when you come in. Dodgeball tournament. Teams are still signing up, so don't feel like it's too late. You can actually, if you come before, I'd say 12:30, 1 o'clock is our reading of the rules, and then the dodgeball tournament itself will start at 1:30. Doors open to the public at noon, though, so when you get done with those morning activities, swing on by and see what the hubbub is, and there's prizes for the top teams. Learn about mental health tips, resources, services, you know, all while joining us in this wonderful facility and, you know, for the delightful dodgeball tournament. There's no, it is a fundraiser for us. We get our funding through sponsors. There's still opportunity to sponsor if any businesses out there are listening. And then the fair and spectators are free. So the dodgeball teams themselves, You know, you can get a team together of 8 for only $15 a person. All proceeds stay local to our local mental health needs and initiatives in Putnam County. So it's not like I tout that we're part of this wonderful large national organization, but your funds are local initiatives. Like, you know, we have kids and adults and you know, the other things that we do here in our community.
Again, the Don't Dodge the Issues Dodgeball Tournament Mental Health Fair, March 8th, 2025 at the new YMCA ribbon cutting ceremony taking place Saturday at the Y.
That's right.
Karen, for one more time, for those who are interested in maybe learning more about MHA or getting in tune with their own mental health, how can people get involved?
You can call, text, visit our website. I mean, we respond to all of it. So our website is the best. It's mhaopc.org. Just add a /dodgeball for dodgeball if you're interested in that particular event. But yeah, go look. And there's at the very bottom of our website are different toolkits of information. And one of them is this Where to Start toolkit that we'll be featuring at the event as well. I think that was it. Is there anything else? I kind of lost my train of thought. Our regular phone number is 653, area code 765-653-3310. Trying to think, I think that's about it. We're located in beautiful downtown Greencastle for our office. So if you're stop by to say hi to Paul, walk a block and a half and you'll be in our office. We're right between Shoey's and Remax on the second floor of the old Opera House. So that's where our office is.
Well, Karen, as always, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about MHA and mental health.
I appreciate the time, Paul. Have a great day.
Back to the music here on Giant FM. Aerosmith, Train Kept a Rollin' on 94.3 WREB.